so many people come to me when I'm working with them that mention, how do I get past this lack of confidence and being so nervous? And you started to talk about it, but what did you actually do? It sounds like you did a lot of self-talk and just changing your attitude around it, but how would you advise others to get past that besides just saying, just get out there and do it? What can they actually do, some techniques to get past that nervousness?
Well, number one, I think in my experience has been to be confident that you have what it takes to do it and to believe it in your heart, your head, and your gut, and to take that mindset. Because my husband, you know, he's been with me on a lot of my keynote addresses, and the night before, I always get nervous. And he's told me before, you know, even the best professional basketball players that are going for the championship sometimes throw up the night before because they're so committed to winning and serving and doing a great job. So if you're feeling sick in the stomach and feeling like you might want to vomit, well, maybe that's a good sign that you really care about the audience that you're here to serve and that you have to just believe that the content and the message is in you, and when called upon, you will take it out of you and serve. Take it out of you and serve like it really matters. And so that's something that I think about a lot the night before when I'm going to give a big talk, and even minutes before I do it. It's in me and I can do it, and it's all about service. So that's one suggestion that I would have. Another is to practice as often as you possibly can. And if you're a reluctant speaker, you can do something as simple as set up an appointment with yourself on freeconferencecall.com, deliver your talk into the phone, record the call, hang up the phone, and listen back to the replay, and satisfy yourself that you know this, you've got this, and you can do it. Because sometimes when you're doing a teleclass or a webinar, there could be a cast of thousands on the phone, or there could be a group of five. You don't know, so you have to just deliver like it was the most important presentation of your life and believe in it enough to pull it off. And so practice. If you're feeling sick, it's probably a good sign. And just keep advancing along the path to mastery by watching TED Talks and looking at other speakers deliver with authenticity and spirit, because that's my goal when I take any live or virtual stage. It's just to be my very best self. And when I watch TED Talks, I always get inspired by people that are just sharing their message and inspiring an audience and walking away knowing that they made a difference. And the more good speakers you pay attention to, the more you can emulate what's going to be workable for you and be the best that you can be.
Now, those are great practical techniques. And I love what you said earlier about when you were nervous, that we don't always have to be so afraid of that, that we don't have to try to get rid of it, that it's a good sign, and that you can just rechannel that energy into connecting with the audience. And that's what I often tell people is, if you take on this mindset of getting out of your own way and focus on serving, and I've heard you talk a lot, and you're really about that, and making it all about how can I serve this audience? What do they need? How can I improve things for them?